Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Jack Spear. Hillary Clinton is going on the offensive today against Republican Donald Trump. Speaking in Columbus, Ohio, Clinton accusing the presumptive GOP nominee of being little more than a con artist who she claims failed to pay some contractors and other business partners what they were owed. In discussing some of his other business ventures, including his Atlantic City casinos, Clinton was also less than laudatory.
A few days ago, he said, and I quote, "I'm going to do for the country what I did for my business." So let's take a look at what he did for his business. He's written a lot of books about business. They all seem to end at chapter 11.
Trump, for his part, said he'll make a speech tomorrow detailing what he called Clinton's failed policies and bad judgment. Federal Aviation Administration is issuing its final rules for small commercial drone use. NPR's Brian Naylor reports the regulations will not yet permit package delivery by the unmanned aircraft, though.
The regulations will allow small commercial drones to fly below 400 feet as long as they're in the line of sight of the drone operator and they can't fly over people. Operators will need to pass a written test and a security check. Up till now, firms have been getting permission to fly on a case-by-case basis. The new rules mean anyone who qualifies can fly a drone for commercial purposes. Still prohibited, though, are package delivery drones that companies including Amazon have proposed. FAA Administrator Michael Huerta says his agency is still working on that.
We certainly see the benefit of this. What we need is to ensure that it can be safely done.
The new regulations take effect in 60 days. Brian Naylor, NPR News, Washington.
A jury has convicted Pennsylvania Congressman Chaka Fateh on federal corruption charges. The veteran Democratic lawmaker accused of leading a criminal enterprise that misused hundreds of thousands of taxpayer and charitable dollars. Aaron Moselle, the member station WHYY in Philadelphia, reports.
Chaka Fateh is one of Philadelphia's most recognizable political figures. After 14 hours of deliberations, a jury found him guilty on a slew of corruption charges, including racketeering conspiracy, bribery, and money laundering. Zane David Meminger is U.S. Attorney for the Eastern District of Pennsylvania.
Today's verdict makes clear that the citizens of the Eastern District of Pennsylvania expect their public officials to act with honesty and integrity, and expect their public officials to not sell their office for personal gain.
Fateh's days in Congress are numbered. After more than two decades in office, he lost April's Democratic primary. For NPR News, I'm Aaron Moselle in Philadelphia.
Stocks added to their gains from yesterday. Investors apparently unrattled by testimony before Congress by Fed Chair Janet Yellen, where she told lawmakers the interest rate setting body will proceed cautiously as it monitors the economy. Dow closed up 24 points today. You're listening to NPR. Libyan militias battling Islamic State militants now say they have seized a radio station and a mosque in the extremist group's last remaining stronghold in the North African country. Libyan militia issuing a statement claiming the victory, noting that 18 militiamen and dozens of ISIS militants were killed in fierce fighting in the Libyan city of Sirte. That is the only location outside Syria and Iraq that's been taken over by the Islamic State. Militants had been using the radio station to broadcast speeches by ISIS leader Abu Bakr al-Baghdadi. A major Great Lakes decision came down today in Chicago. Delegates from all 8 states bordering the basin voted to allow a diversion. It is the first since the Great Lakes Compact was enacted. Susan Bentz of member station WUWM reports.
Waukesha, Wisconsin has been pleading its case for safe, drinkable water for years. The city west of Milwaukee is under court order to solve its radium-contaminated water problem and argued tapping into Lake Michigan was its only sustainable solution. Although it's outside the Great Lakes basin, Waukesha is within a county that straddles it. That made Waukesha eligible to request a diversion. This decision to share Great Lakes water could be precedent-setting. It's the first diversion since 8 Great Lakes governors signed a compact in 2008, limiting access to the basin. Conservation groups argue Waukesha has other options and aren't ruling out a lawsuit. For NPR News, I'm Susan Bentz in Chicago.
A federal judge in San Francisco now plans to let a lawsuit accusing Starbucks of underfilling customers' lattes move forward, the suit filed by 2 California residents. Starbucks spokesman said the suit is without merit. I'm Jack Spear, NPR News in Washington.